Here's a thought I'll title, The Fly in the Acrobat Ointment. Of course, you know that I love publishing in PDFs, and always recommend that you read a PDF or view a PDF using the free Adobe Acrobat Reader. But the reason we've chosen Acrobat as the method for our digital publications may not always be obvious unless you think about it a little more deeply, because Acrobat has a couple of strengths that are simply unique and very, very powerful. In the first place, Acrobat allows cross-platform compatibility. So whether you're on a Mac or a PC or a tablet or a smartphone, you can still see a PDF. And that's not necessarily true with all kinds of software. For example, Pages, which I know many of you Mac users use for text, a Pages document cannot be opened and viewed by a PC user unless the Mac user saves their document not in Pages format, but in RTF or a Word document format. So cross-platform compatibility is a big deal. It was what first attracted me to PDFs in the 90s. But then there's also layout integrity. We are visual artists, and layout is an important part of our way of thinking. How an image fits on a page, the size of a page, the typography on a page. All of that is handled with integrity and fidelity in an Acrobat PDF document. It's one of the great things about PDFs is they incorporate all of that. And most importantly, one of the things that Acrobat does is it allows you to create single-page layouts, like a book. Matter of fact, you can even do facing page layouts if you want, but it makes more sense a lot of times to do a single page. But a page, a standalone page, and when you flip to the next page, the entire content flips over and fills the screen. Those are all marvelous things about Acrobat. There is, however, one drawback that is incredibly frustrating, and for lots and lots of you, you've never experienced this frustration because of the way your computer is set up to handle PDFs. But lots of computers, lots of browsers in particular, Safari, Chrome, etc., when you click on a PDF link on a website, like you would either in a Lenswork website or my personal website, when you click on the PDF, instead of opening the PDF in the Acrobat Reader and giving you a one-page, full-page experience, instead, it opens it up in what's called a helper app in the browser. These helper apps are not helpers. They are so frustrating because it'll open up the PDF in a browser window and completely ignore the size and the page layout. So naive PDF users can click on a PDF link, and what they'll see is just a small portion of the page, and that portion of the page that they see is determined by the resolution of the monitor they're using and the magnification that's set up in the browser. And there's no way to get it resized so that you can see the entire page in the browser window. That's because this helper app thinks that you want to see a PDF in the browser window instead of in a dedicated PDF reader. That's the fly in the ointment. The best way to read PDFs, ours, mine, anybody's PDF, is not to do it in the browser. Don't just click on the link, but download the link to your computer, your desktop probably is the most convenient, and then open that file using the free Adobe Acrobat Reader. What you will see is a single page that fills the screen no matter what size screen you have, and when you click to the next page, you see the next entire page, etc. I wish there was a way you could set a browser to do that. Maybe some browsers can that I don't know about, but most browsers don't. If you mouse click on the link, it'll open it up in a browser window incompletely with only a portion of the page visible, which of course is incredibly frustrating because that's not how anybody wants to look at a PDF. So why they do it that way is a mystery to me. There must be some reason, but it escapes me. And obviously, not everybody's going to have this problem. But if you have the problem where you only see a portion of the page and it becomes one long scrollable document, then your computer has opened up the PDF without your knowledge or consent in a browser window, giving you this awkward experience. So instead, right mouse click on the link, download it, and then open it up in the Acrobat Reader, and the fly in the Acrobat ointment completely disappears, and you'll see a single page experience as intended and as you probably want to see it.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.